We're praying for you, and people are out here.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show. The real talk happens every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all doing in the cafe? Are you ready for some hot and steamy conversation this morning? What you drinking on? What you sipping on? Caramel macchiato? That's my favorite beverage right there. That's how I get my day started. And
my mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Steven, and I just wanted to share.
You should always be in a place where you're celebrated. Life is too short to stay somewhere and tolerate.
If you cannot help a person, don't hurt them, especially the women.
Stories just whole essences to bring out the best in other people.
Something that touches other people, and that's what your show does. It doesn't. It's not just conversation as you started. It actually has a purpose.
started off, we didn't know what it was, and then he started hemorrhaging from his chest.
So did he have physical changes with his body and stuff as well? Like, did it affect him in that sense, or was it more internal?
It was more internal.
You know, that I say that because, you know, we associate sickness with an appearance. You know, and being sick and ill don't look like what it used to look like. You know what I mean? Yeah, before, back in the years ago, you knew when people were going through something because of how they appeared to be. And we would think that they were healthy or we are healthy, and still that we don't need to get checked out because we're not having pain, any issues. And this time, I always call cancer like a thief in the night because it shows up. That is definitely true, right? Everything looks good. It's not good. It's not always as it appears to be. Yeah. So shout out to you for supporting, you know, those you love, for supporting your organization. So go ahead and show them what you're wearing for those who are watching Facebook Live. Okay, you want to turn around? Let's see if we can see that. Let me get out the camera so I can see. Yes. United Against Breast Cancer. And what does the number 50 stand for? It's a 50 on there as well. What does that stand for?
That's the owner's age.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. 50, and she's on it. Okay, so was she infected by some kind of disease that made her push? It's her family. Yeah.
Some family and friends as well.
Well, shout out for her. She just got a free plug. You want to share her name?
Teresa Samuel,
out of Savannah.
Yes.
Helping individuals push past obstacles. And it's a support group, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Support.
Consulting. Okay. All right. So we'll look you up on social media and send you a shout out. People who are out here running. I just want you all to just kind of see the magnitude of people who are out here. They're out here in numbers. They're coming across the finish line now, running, walking. There is Grady is out here as well. Grady is here, and they're passing out pink towels. They have their shirts on that says Team Grady. So that you know that they're here, one of the most influential hospitals in Atlanta. They are great for their trauma center. It's what they're known for. So a lot of shot victims, wounded victims, gunshot, and anything with firearms. They have an amazing trauma center that takes care of wounds like fire and burn injuries. So Grady is out here supporting. I had to say that because I got two towels from them. So thank you. Team Grady. Hello, awesomeness. Fight for her. Regina King Posse. I fight for my auntie. Oh, come on, let me give you a mic so we can hear you. What's your name? Fenton. Fenton.
Oh, girl. You like Fabric?
Are you really like Fabric Fenton? Are you nice? Are you
I
nice?
Am. I am.
Because you think Fenton. Okay, all right now.
Yes, and you meet.
Okay.
My two, that's seven.
Seven?
And that's Jermaine.
So why he didn't name him something with an S?
Because my husband battled me because he's a junior. He's really
good. Oh, okay. Well, he get a pass.
Yeah.
Shout out to your husband.
Yeah, Jermaine.
See ya. Is he here?
No, I left him in bed because he was calling me up. We had to go.
Okay. Shout out to the women. That's what we do.
Right.
Keep it moving.
Right.
Oh, so Satin and Seven.
Yes,
that's a pretty name.
Same.
What does Seven mean?
Seven means completion. Basically, it's the perfect number. And I knew I wasn't going to have any more children after. Well, I didn't think I could have any more after him.
Really?
So seven means completion. It means perfection. So you know you got something to live up to, Little Miss Seven.
Oh yeah.
A name like that, perfection. Okay. All right. I want to hear great things about you in the future,
yes,
Miss Seven. All right. All right, Mom. So Silk is here. Silk, tell us what. Oh, Satin. Satin is like Silk.
So
why are you here?
So I'm here. I'm representing my Aunt Regina. See, I fight for her. My back says.
That's her. Go run and go get her. I want her to come over here. Tell Jermaine to go get her. Jermaine.
That's her husband.
Okay. So she is a
cancer survivor.
Yes, survivor.
Oh, cancer. Breast cancer actually runs in my family. So I started to get a mammogram about 2 years ago. I'm 35. I started to get a mammogram 2 years ago because it runs so heavy in my family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And outside of your auntie, who else has been diagnosed? Who else has been diagnosed?
I have cousins that are very close to me. My cousin, Marietta, she was actually pregnant going through chemo and radiation. And, yeah, the doctor thought that her daughter, this is 16 years ago, thought that her daughter wouldn't make it. And she is a junior in Albany, Georgia. So shout out to Greta and Marley.
Oh, wow.
I have aunts, great aunts that have passed away from breast cancer. So,
you know what? That's awesome. So, are you out of here out of fear or are you out of here out of empowerment?
We're not afraid.
Women need to hear that because sometimes we get these diagnoses. It's scary. So,
we battle everything that comes our way, we fight. No, I'm not afraid.
Awesome. So tell me how this has changed your life.
We've been coming here. This is our fourth year coming. We have a good time. Just coming to see all the survivors. This just gives you that little piece of encouragement, education, and just being able to donate and walk with other survivors and other families. It's a big deal.
It's important. And you are important. And it's important that you stop by.
Thank you so much,
Dad, and I appreciate you stopping by. You keep being smooth, and impacting people and
empowering
people's lives. So, okay. You see your aunt. Send her over here.
I will.
I want people
somebody
to see.
Somebody's calling me, so
I want her to see. Oh, she may be watching you.
Oh, that's her son.
Okay.
Maybe. Hello.
She watching you live. So, Auntie, I said congratulations.
Thank you.
And Soy said congratulations
thank
to her.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Awesome. Coffee Talk with Soy. Yes.
Remember Soy.
Remember Soy?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I know y'all ran in, but I don't know what to say.
You're welcome. As you see, this walk is changing people's lives. And you know, the funny thing about it, you all, is that I've been talking to so many people who are supporting other people. You know, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing when you impact people's lives that they want to show up for you. So, and I'm glad to be here. I'm so moved. You know, when I first got here, I was a little emotional myself, just because of what I was seeing. And now I'm seeing this one, but this little fabulous tutu on. Come on and let them see this. Oh, that is too cute. Your grandma here?
She's a survivor.
She is.
Yes,
come over here. Come over here and tell me about your grandmother. I'm on an online podcast,
okay.
And I just want people to share their stories. I can hold this mic. Okay, tell us about your grandma.
Okay, well, my grandmother, she's an angel, and she survived breast cancer twice, in the 90s and in the early 2000s. And she's my everything, and I've been doing this walk since I could walk, so
what?
I love it.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28. You know what? She's 28 and she's out here doing something positive. And you didn't boy him what you look like. He didn't got out of bed.
Yeah, this is my first time.
This is your first time?
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
I'm with it.
You with it?
I'm with it.
So you're going to be out here next year with her?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This affects everybody.
It does. And I've met so many people who come up here and share stories about they're here for other people. You know what I mean? So that's an amazing thing when people show up for you.
Yeah,
you got to plant seeds because when you do that, people show up for you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What's your grandmother's name? I want to get her on the air.
Her name is Miss Dolores Travis from Mount Elfram Baptist Church.
Okay, listen, you know, what role she sit on in the church? You know, grandma got her own seat. Don't she don't play.
Always to the left, in the middle.
She, look, every got her own, right, and those not had nobody sit on her row in her seat. Yes, shout out to you, grandma. May she live longer and have blessed years.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Thank All right, go work that tutu.
Tell your grandma I want one.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, here, take one of my cards. Coffee Talk with Soy. Yes, tell grandma I want a tutu. Hello, lady. This is awesome, you all. This is awesome. You see the energy? I feel the love. I mean, they have all kind of outfits and costumes on out here. I see tutus. I've seen boots. I've seen feathers, honey. I've seen wings as well. And I've seen babies. And there's a lot of men out here, too, y'all. There's a lot of men out here who are supporting the cause. And I see a lot of T-shirts that say, real men wear pink. Real men wear pink. Real men show up. All right, we got to get ready to pay the bills for a second. So, you know, we have the 1 hour commercial advertisement for the show. You know, I don't want to get kicked off the show, right? So we got to run our commercial advertisement. I got a few more people that I want to share their stories with you. Commercial. In the
Have you heard? Sponsorships are requested. Coffee Talk with Soy is looking for dynamic entrepreneurs like yourself. If you're motivated, energetic with a message or product, consider advertising with us. It's a win-win. For more information on those advertising and sponsorship packages, visit the website Coffee Talk with Soy or call me at 515-I-GOT-SOY. And again, that's 515-I-GOT-SOY.
Names out here. Where did you get that name from, Mama? Just made it up. Chanfray. Okay. So what was your journey like, Chanfray? And what were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with DCIS.
What does that mean?
It had been cancer inside the milk duct. So they caught it before they got into my lymph nodes.
Girl, come right here, because people need to understand that, because people don't know.
Yeah, people don't know
yeah,
about
people
that.
Don't know. Yeah, we don't know what that is. Yeah,
that's a stage zero cancer that happens before it actually gets into the lymph nodes.
Wow. And how did you know something was going on?
I was bleeding from the nipple, but I was time for my mammogram anyway.
Okay.
So 4 days after I started bleeding, I had an appointment to get a mammogram.
Uh-huh.
And then I went in for the mammogram. They called me back and said they saw something suspicious. So they went back again, and they said it was calcification, so they sent me for a biopsy.
Okay.
So once I had the biopsy, then they said, yes, it's cancer. And my only choice was a mastectomy.
So I'm going to pause right there. Pause for the cause. What were you thinking when they said that
was, because it was intermediate grade, and it was growing kind of fast. So they said I need to take both breasts because, you know, sooner or later, we all get into the lymph nodes.
What was that like for you? What did you think?
First thing I thought I was going to die. That was the first thing I thought. Am I going to die?
Wow. And when was this?
And the hardest part was like telling, you know, family. Mm-hmm.
So you got some good support here. Yeah. What has that been like for you with them supporting and coming to your aid? And
it was great. I mean, you need all the support you can get.
Yeah. You can't do it by yourself. Yeah,
keep your face strong.
Yeah, you can't do it by yourself. And Mom, what was your greatest gift to her when she was going through that?
I had always been through it myself.
Really?
My older sister, so.
Oh, wow.
So I knew what to do for her.
Wow. You think that's part of your survivor ship story that your mom had been through it?
Mom
so,
and my aunt.
So it ran to your family. Was it the same kind of cancer, or was it a different kind of breast cancer?
It was a different kind. It was the same carcinoma, but it wasn't as widespread as hers. And it was the same age.
Yep, both of us were 38. But it actually wasn't hereditary. So I had the genetic testing on
it. It wasn't hereditary.
It just so happened.
Where does that come from? You know, I'm a cancer survivor, too. I had lymphoma, which is the cancer that, for those with organ cancers like breast and liver and all that,
it's
in my lymph nodes.
Right.
That was the cancer that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear that people who have an organ-related cancer are afraid of it spreading, where when you have blood cancer, it's already in your blood.
Yeah,
so it's already there. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of I just kind of say that because so people can feel that if it's spread, sometimes you can still fight and save yourself, you know, as we, you know, we're here.
Right.
So that's an amazing story. I'm just so emotional being here with so many powerful people, you know, who are just walking around and not fearful about it, you know. So how are you now? So what's your story like now? What's life like for you now?
If you're fearful and negative about it, it's going to never make it worse.
Say that again. Say that. I want people to hear that. Say that again.
And negative, like, it's like it makes it worse, like you're giving up, you're losing your faith.
Yeah.
That's how it was for me. That's how I got through it.
Right. You can't give up. You got to be positive.
You got to stay positive.
So did you ever have those moments? Let me tell you, when
not
I had that. Cancer, I wasn't like this.
No, I wasn't
always
like
this. No, I'm saying, I see people now, and I applaud. I was so afraid and fearful. I really was. You know, I still don't speak about it, but I was nothing like this.
Yeah,
I was hiding. I was ashamed. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was. I was embarrassed, you know, and when I found out, I looked just like this. You know, it was no issue. It was just blood tests coming back crazy. But so, I just applaud. just been diagnosed with it and having to deal with it, what would you want to say to them?
Stay strong, keep your faith. Keep your whatever faith. It is, even if you don't, you're not a believer, whatever it is, you have to get through each day.
Stick with it. Get through the day, day by day.
Day by day.
Take it
yeah.
day by day. Yeah. Well, and powerful.
Congratulations to you too.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you so much, and definitely congratulations to you. Your battle was great. Yeah. How do you feel with, were you attached to your boobs, and how did it feel coming up with a decision that I'm going to let y'all go so I can feel?
Yeah.
How did you feel partying
with
them? So I had to go. Somebody had to go, right? What is, oh, okay. You chose yourself. You
yeah.
choose life.
Yeah.
And you were okay with it.
Okay.
Can I hug you? I want to hug you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What's your name again? I want to make sure.
Chanfray.
How you spell that?
S-H-A-N-F-R-A.
Thank you, Chanfray.
You're welcome.
Chanfray mom. And Chanfray auntie. And who are you? The cousin?
Daughter.
Girl, come here. Hi, cutie. It's her daughter. You're proud of your mom. You are. How did you help your mom? Come in. How did you help your mom? What did you do for her? Look, she got this bad, bedazzled
jeans, dinner pad on. Mine, I mean, she's blinging out. How did you help your mom?
Did you enjoy taking care of her?
Personal, I hear representing people with a surviving I need this before it touched my family because it had touched a lot of my family. So I continue to do everything I can to put this cancer fight to the warriors and the survivors. I praise God that one day it will come to me.
morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show where real talk happens every.
I just love this show, Coffee Talk with Soy. That is your new morning show where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful time we had. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Don't forget to download the app Coffee Talk with Soy from your app store. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Stay connected. Stay connected, folks, by visiting the website CoffeeTalkWithSoy.com, as well as looking for us under your social media sites. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name Coffee Talk with Soy. Remember, the size of the problem is never the issue. Remember, it's the size of you. Be great because you are awesome. Tell them Soy said so. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye.